With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It is time. We are officially, I know we've been talking a lot about cheating and scandals and all that kind of stuff. It is time to actually talk about a little baseball and actually things that impact the game. It's spring training, and to go camping this time of year, it means it is time to check in on my guy, BK, Brendan Cuddy. He covers the Yankees for the Ledger, NJ.com, and he is down there with them now, staying up late with us. And BK, Brendan, how are you, my friend?
Lori, I'm great. The Astros might as well be cheating all the time, all over the place, but you guys never cheat on me. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Brendan. So many questions to ask, but since it is pitchers and catchers, my first question is about the Yankees' new pitching coach, Matt Blake. How does it feel different so far, pitchers and catchers, and seeing them work and seeing him interact? How does it feel different than it did under Larry Rothschild?
Well, okay, so to be honest, it doesn't feel a ton different right now, only because we're, you know, 4 or so days into workouts. But, you know, not having Larry around is kind of weird. It's kind of like not having CeCe around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just this presence that Larry brought with him, this wisdom, this sage-like stare. Like, this guy knows so much about pitching. He was a great pitching coach. He did a great job during his time with the Yankees, in my opinion. Matt Blake, newcomer, a different type of pitching genius. You know, Larry, as of, you know, 2 years ago, when Gerrit Cole was throwing his live BP, he was just watching it with his naked eye. And he'd come up with things for Gerrit Cole to do or to change or any pitchers. Now the Yankees are full-blown, high-tech, edgertronic cameras with rap photo tracking and a TrackMan machine and, you know, a Cuisinart. And it's just incredible, the amount of technology that you see out on the baseball field when the Yankees are pitching now. And a lot of that is because of Matt Blake and his analytics approach. He comes from the Cleveland Indians. He comes from, you know, a lot of new school technology, new school teaching.
So you mentioned Gerrit Cole, and certainly that's a name Yankee fans want to hear about. And I would imagine that is somebody coming from the Houston Astros who's very comfortable with analytics and all of this new technology. But just to your eye and your ear, does it somehow look or sound different when you watch Gerrit Cole throw?
So it was kind of impressive and kind of noteworthy to watch Gerrit Cole throw his first live batting practice today, not because this stuff was incredible, you know, it was all fastballs and changeups, but it was the competitiveness he had. He was living and dying on every single pitch. He gave up a single up the middle to one of the Yankees, you know, lower level prospect type guys, and he was kicking himself. He gave up another single to old friend Kyle Higashioka, who he knows from the California high school days, and he was kicking himself. But there were times where he would just miss bat after bat, at bat after bat, and there was just so much intensity on the mound from him. Now, maybe that's a little uncommon. Maybe he was jacked up because it was his first one with the Yankees. Maybe he was jacked up because maybe 1,000 people were in the stands to watch his live batting practice. Like, what? And all of his teammates and media were ringing the field. So it was definitely a different kind of feeling, a different kind of atmosphere, and it's different watching Gerrit Cole work from an intensity standpoint.
How about so far, have you been able to see at all any of the chemistry building or relationship going on between Gerrit Cole and his new primary catcher, Gary Sanchez?
So I asked him about that today, you know, while we were in the middle of a scrum after Gerrit had his live BP. I said to him, you know, how would you rate the connection really you have right now with Gerrit? I didn't really put it like that. I promise I normally speak better than that. But I said to him, you know, how are things going right now? He said, you know, it's my third time throwing to him for, in terms of throwing to someone only three times in my entire life, like, all good. Couldn't be going better. So you get the impression that everything is fine.
Of course, things are a little different. Gary can't feel totally comfortable catching Gerrit, and not because he can't handle Gerrit or because Garrett's stuff is so overwhelmingly good. Gary is in the middle of learning a new catching stance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, age 27, 28, I think he's almost 28. And the Yankees catchers are all learning the one knee down, your right knee down, left knee up catching stance, which is designed to help catchers better frame pitches. And, you know, it kind of could lead to blocking issues. It could lead to throwing issues, but the Yankees are giving it a shot. So that's where the difficulty comes in a little bit.
Talking to Brendan Cuddy from The Ledger about the Yankees and spring training. So Yankee fans, yeah, if they've been tuning in, it seems that the Yankees' new catching instructor, Tanner Swanson, teaching some of this new footwork and stance. And with Gary Sanchez's throwing arm, you would think he might be able to get away with leg down and still with that cannon be able to throw batters out. So he might be able to handle that more than others. It can help with framing. That's good. But I think Yankee fans have to be a little, should they be concerned when they hear you say that with this stance and lower body setup be a problem for blocking pitches?
Well, so Tanner Swanson says otherwise. He doesn't think it is. He thought so at first, but he thinks now that the data they've gathered on it, that it's not a problem in terms of blocking pitches. We'll see. Gary Sanchez is not your typical catcher. Really, what is a typical catcher? But Gary Sanchez is not it. So, you know, the jury is still out. I think it's interesting, and I asked Tanner this, you're taking this new approach to catching, this way of trying to steal strikes as often as you can. What happens when the robot umps show up in 2 years? You know?
Yeah, you're changing everything, and that's right. The robot doesn't care about framing, does it?
And then no, and then everything shoots back. I asked Tanner, and Tanner said, actually, well, I guess at that point we would just rip everything up and go to a model that's more conducive to blocking pitches, because at that point, you can't frame a pitch anymore. The computer calls it. So they would just change it up again and go and lean toward a stance that was better for blocking.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's mentioned that to Gary Sanchez before he changes his whole approach. So one thing that you are certainly, I'm not just saying this is the only thing, but it's certainly something you are very good with, which is prospects and young players. So give Yankee fans a sense, who do you have your eye on so far? Who should Yankee fans be watching out for when they start to see spring training games? Which young pitchers?
Definitely Clark Schmidt. He was the Yankees' first round pick in 2017.
That was the year they had the three, wasn't it? Was that year? Oh, no, Schmidt. I was thinking when they, no, that's more recent, 2017. Yep.
Yeah, you know, you're thinking, I think, Ian Clarkin.
Yeah. I was thinking
that
Ian Clarkin.
That was Judge when I had three.
Yep.
So, no, Clark Schmidt, he'll probably start the year at AA. He's only made three AA starts, but he's 23 years old. You know, throws, you know, he can touch the mid-90s, but mostly low 90s. Great two-seamer, great control, you know, real, you know, I don't want to sound cliche, but a bulldog in the zone. He really gets a lot of ground balls, and the Yankees just like that he has four pitches, that he's really confident in himself. He has a game plan. Another guy, Davey Garcia,
yep.
The guy you heard a lot about last
year. They did not. They did not. They would not part with him in a trade. And so, does Garcia have a chance? And Schmidt? Do some of these guys have a chance? Maybe, you know, Mike King. Any of these guys have a chance for that fifth starter spot?
Honestly, probably not. You know, it's almost definitely going to be Jordan Montgomery.
Okay.
And it should be. I mean, Montgomery's got a year and a half of solid major league starter experience. I believe it's a 3.84 ERA over 35 or 36 starts. That ain't bad.
Yeah, he's also a lefty, and that's nice.
He's lefty. He's funky. I think he struck out almost 9 per 9 innings or 8.5 per 9 innings. You know, he can really get things done. I wouldn't look at these other guys as true competition for him, provided he pitches to his capability.
How has, you know, with all the injury issues and all that, how has Jordan Montgomery looked so far? I know, again, it's early, but just from what you're seeing in with pitchers and catchers so far.
Whole truth?
Yeah.
He pitched after Garrett Cole.
No one looked at him.
Maybe 3 or 4 pitches. And that's nothing against Jordan Montgomery. Mm-hmm. It's just...
He wasn't the story.
No, he was being overshadowed by the sun. That doesn't really make sense, but you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
He was blinded out by that. But my understanding is he's healthy. He, unlike Cole, he pitched an inning, sat down for like 15 minutes while a couple of other pitchers went, and then he pitched another inning or so. So he's pretty far ahead. Last year, He was coming back from Tommy John surgery, and he spent all this time ramping himself up for September, hoping he'd get a few starts in September. He only got one outing, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just continued throwing all offseason because he thought it would be silly to ramp himself up all the way to there just to shut it down for 2 months. So he should be well ahead of everybody else.
How about Luis Severino? Certainly somebody when... I think of the Yankees pitching staff and what this season, the potential that everybody thinks for this team. Severino to me just seems like such a key guy. What are your thoughts on him this season?
I mean, the Yankees have thought he's a number one. And now you're putting him with Garrett Cole. So, I mean, I'm not a pitching coach, so I can't sit here and tell you that, you know, Luis Severino's slider doesn't look that great. But according to Aaron Boone, the Yankees have no concern that he's going to run into the same problems he had last year with the lat injury.
Mm-hmm.
They have no reason to think that's going to recur. They think he's completely healthy. They thought he was completely healthy in late September and going into last year's playoffs when he pitched pretty well at times. So, yeah, it should be all systems go. He should pick up from where he left off last spring training. And at times, Severino looks like a total ace. And, you know, it's kind of funny. We talk about, you know, with Severino tipping pitches back in 2017, 2018, especially against the Astros.
Yeah, maybe not.
And he realized, oh, wait a second, all this time I've spent standing in the mirror, looking over my delivery, watching video, trying to figure out what I'm doing. Now these jerks had my signs the whole time.
You know, along those lines, wanted to know what you were hearing, reactions from Yankees players to whether it was the Astros owner, Jim Crane, the comments from Carlos Correa, Cody Bellinger with the retort, and even today's, you know, commissioner's press conference. Have you been around the team or hearing the team when any of those comments were coming out and getting some of the reaction there?
No, so players had well gone away for the day by the time Manfred had talked, by the time Manfred had explained away not punishing the Astros by saying they're going to have to live with the rest of their lives, which is so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they feel like everybody else feels, and I bet you they feel, I mean, I know in some cases, but as a general sense, you know, a lot of people think Aaron Judge got robbed of that MVP in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their guy.
Yep.
And Aaron is a big, big, big part of that clubhouse, and they don't like seeing their guys robbed. And, you know, that's gonna really be I'm not gonna say a motivational tool, because baseball is so day by day, but it's something they're not gonna forget about, and it's something that's gonna kind of stick in their craw all season.
Yep. All right. Hey, the first of many conversations. Brendan Cuddy, always appreciate it. We'll check with you down the road.
Definitely do. A ton going on here at Yankees camp. Lori, thank you for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.